All right, when it comes to college, where are the best values? Many of them are around here, according to a new list.
Janet Bodner joins us now. She is the editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Welcome back, Janet. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So you do have some local schools on your best values in public colleges list. Tell us about it.
Lots of local schools, actually. I was going through this before the show to tote them all up. UVA, University of Virginia, number two on the list. I should say number one, UNC at Chapel Hill for the 12th straight time we have done these rankings. They just do a great job both academically and financially. But UVA is right up there at number two. College of William and Mary, number four. University of Maryland moved up three spots to the number five position this year. So that's really great. Plus, there are lots of other things on our top 100 best values list. JMU is on that list. St. Mary's in Maryland is on the list. Mary Washington, George Mason, Salisbury, and UMBC is on the list. And Towson comes in at number 84. So I think that's a great representation from this area.
What is it that these schools are doing that makes them such a great bargain?
Well, a couple of things. Our rankings are based on two things. First is their academic credentials, and we use very objective measures for this. We use SAT scores, ACT scores, which is a measure of competitiveness, graduation rates. One of the reasons, for example, that University of Maryland had moved up the list was that they increased their four-year graduation rate, which we think is a key indicator. If you can get kids out in 4 years, it keeps down their costs, and it indicates that you're providing the course material that they need. So that's really important. And then we measure things by financial situation as well. What is the overall cost to attend the school? But even more important, what is the cost after financial aid, whether that is need-based financial aid or non-need-based financial aid? And then again, how much debt do students have at graduation? We give more weight to the academic part of the rankings. Exactly 55% of the rankings are based on quality factors, and then 45% on cost factors. We, put them together, run the numbers, and then we come up with our results.
Janet, we just have 30 seconds. Our editor, Judy Taub, likes to say anybody's school is a local school. So give us one school that's out of state or is out of the region that you like on your value list, and then maybe one school that maybe a lot of folks haven't heard of that we should consider.
Right. Well, our top school, I'm looking at for out of state, SUNY Geneseo, State University of New York at Geneseo, which is a small honors college. It's south of Rochester, New York, and that is the number one school for out of state value, based primarily on its total cost, and it has a very strong academic record. So that might be something that people would want to consider. Binghamton University, again, state university system in New York, fares very well. My son's and Judy's son's alma mater, University of Michigan, comes in at number 11 on the list. How about that one?
All right. Well, thanks, Janet,
Go Blue.
Folks to take it easy. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
That's Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.